Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Cade Sprecher. Joining us today is Main Street Guthrie Center Executive Director Dana Buster, here to talk about Main Street and awards that Guthrie Center has won for community investment.
That is a $5 million landmark that they've hit for community investment. Dana, just tell us a little bit about this award and what it means for Guthrie Center.
Well, Main Street Iowa presents this award to anyone who has reached the $5 million mark in private investment in their community. And because Guthrie Center has only been a Main Street community for 3 years and has already reached this $5 million benchmark, it is a really big deal and a very big accomplishment. Our Main Street, compared to some of the other Main Streets here in Iowa, is small because of our population. And so to get $5 million in private investment in such a small, short amount of time in such a small area is really impressive.
And that's something, it is an impressive thing to see this investment. But I think something that's kind of interesting is even here in Guthrie Center, a lot of folks, I don't think, fully understand what it is that Main Street does, why you're here, and why you're investing in the community.
Well, Main Street America is a national program that is trademarked and proven to work to help communities who have went through hard times or their downtowns have started to kind of deteriorate, kind of come back from that and breathe new life into their communities. They use a method of having a board of directors and an executive director like myself, along with four kind of subcommittees that work on the different areas for the downtown. Our four committees are the design or beautification of the downtown. They just work on the kind of the look of the downtown and make sure it looks fresh and inviting for people. And our other, we have promotions who helps to promote events that are happening here in the downtown, as well as promoting tourism to come to the area, to get more people coming to our community to see what we have to offer. We also have an economic vitality group that works on making sure that there, if there are empty spaces in our downtown, that those are known to be available to people so that they can fill them. And we can have lots of different types of services and wares available downtown so that you don't have to go outside your community to get those things. And lastly, we have our organization group who helps to keep us all organized with the pledge drives and helps to coordinate volunteers for these different groups and just kind of keeps us all in order. And so the board, along with the four committees, all work together to make sure we are working on our downtown and making it a viable place for people to shop, work, and visit.
And there are many examples of the success of that $5 million investment. There's been some work even here. We can see State Street from where we're sitting, some work on facades. There's going to be an art installation coming up. Can you just speak to some of those accomplishments in this period of time?
Sure. I think if you had seen the downtown 3 years ago, you would have seen a very different picture. We've done some upgrades to our facades here in town. There's new light poles and the windows are all cleaned up and the businesses are filled and it just looks great. And it looks like a inviting place to come and visit. Our city hall has moved into an existing building down here, and we have a new bank, our Guthrie County State Bank, here on the corner. And so a lot of things are happening downtown.
It's interesting. There are a lot of different ways to contribute to this effort and continue kind of this community development. There's a couple things. You mentioned those committees and some of the people that work with Main Street. Obviously, people have the option to volunteer and help out with Main Street, right?
That's right. We are always looking for new people to help us and bring ideas to the table because this whole Main Street Guthrie Center organization is driven by volunteers. There's four separate subgroups that a lot of different personalities can fit into, whether you're good with numbers or good with event planning or good with keeping our mailings alive. There's a place for a lot of kinds of different folks here on the Main Street organization.
And more directly, I understand, coming up just here on May 17th, we'll be starting a pledge drive to kind of raise funds for continued Main Street projects. Tell us about that.
Every Main Street is privately funded by their own community, and people do this so that they can see the place where they grew up continue to be a interesting and fun and alive place to grow up and raise children and raise families. And so everything is funded privately by the community. And we will, like you said, be having our pledge drive to raise the funds to keep upgrading our downtown and keep promoting our region as a place that people could visit. And so that is why we are kicking off our pledge drive here in the coming weeks with an open house, kind of an open house slash meet the new director, because I am new here at Guthrie Center Main Street, and just encouraging people to invest in their community, invest in the place that they live, and to keep it alive and going. And all the money spent in our community stays in our community. And I think it's important, living near a big city, that we are a metropolitan area, that we keep our money here in the community and reinvest in the places that we actually live and work.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Dana Buster for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.